Welcome to episode 912 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Gospel of Luke, often called the Gospel of the Underdog, due to its emphasis on God's love for the outcast and marginalized, provides unique insights into Jesus' life and ministry. Beyond the familiar stories shared with other Gospels, Luke reveals distinct aspects that enrich our understanding of Jesus' identity, his teachings, and the radical inclusivity of his mission.
Today's top 10 list.
10 unique revelations of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.
Number 1.
The birth narrative. Luke's account of Jesus' birth is the most detailed. It includes unique elements like the census of Caesar Augustus, which brings Mary and Joseph from Nazareth to Bethlehem. This setting fulfills the prophecy that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. Luke uniquely includes the angel Gabriel's announcement to Mary, detailing the miraculous nature of Jesus' conception and his divine purpose. The shepherd's role in the narrative is also exclusive to Luke. The angel of the Lord appears to them, and the glory of the Lord shines around them as they are informed of Jesus' birth. This appearance highlights the theme of Jesus as Savior for all people, including lowly shepherds. The shepherd's visit underscores Jesus' accessibility, and the announcement of his birth to the humble and marginalized emphasizes the inclusivity of his salvation.
Number 2.
Jesus in the temple as a child. Only in Luke do we find the story of young Jesus at the age of 12, visiting the temple with his parents and astonishing teachers with his understanding and answers. This is the only canonical account of Jesus' life between his infancy and the beginning of his public ministry, providing a glimpse into his development and early recognition of his divine identity and mission. When his worried parents find him after 3 days of searching, Jesus expresses a sense of divine necessity about his location. "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" This statement is pivotal as it reveals Jesus' self-awareness of his unique relationship with God the Father, a theme that permeates Luke's gospel. It also foreshadows his later mission and his ultimate return to Jerusalem, where he would complete his work.
Number 3.
Jesus' emphasis on prayer. Luke portrays Jesus as a figure deeply engaged in prayer, depicting him praying at critical moments more frequently than the other gospels. This emphasis provides insight into the source of Jesus' strength and guidance, and models for believers the importance of prayer in their lives. For instance, Luke records Jesus praying at his baptism, at which point the heavens open and the Holy Spirit descends upon him in the form of a dove, affirming his identity and mission. Furthermore, Luke uniquely mentions Jesus praying before choosing his 12 apostles, highlighting prayer as central to decision-making. Jesus' prayer on the Mount of Transfiguration is another key moment. As he prays, his appearance changes and Moses and Elijah appear, discussing his impending departure, which will occur at Jerusalem. This instance not only underscores the transformative power of prayer, but also ties Jesus' mission to the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. Luke uniquely includes Jesus' prayer for Peter's faith and his prayer on the cross, asking forgiveness for his executioners, showcasing the depth of his compassion and commitment to his mission, even in the face of death. These instances not only underscore the importance of prayer in facing life's challenges, but also illustrate how prayer aligns one's purposes with God's will.
Number 4.
Jesus and women. Luke's gospel is particularly notable for its inclusive representation of women, both in the narratives and parables. Women are frequently shown as active participants in Jesus' ministry and as recipients of his teachings and healings. This approach not only highlights the radical nature of Jesus' ministry in its cultural context, but also emphasizes the broad scope of his message and the universality of his salvation. One of the unique stories in Luke is the healing of a woman who had been crippled for 18 years. Jesus heals her on the Sabbath, which leads to a confrontation with the synagogue leader. In defending his action, Jesus advocates for the woman's worth and dignity, emphasizing that her liberation from bondage is more important than legalistic Sabbath observance. This story, among others, underscores Jesus' challenge to social norms, particularly regarding the status and treatment of women. Furthermore, Luke records the story of Mary and Martha, where Jesus teaches the importance of listening to his word as Mary does, rather than being overly concerned with domestic duties, as Martha is. This episode subtly elevates the role of women as disciples who are directly engaged with his teachings.
Number 5.
The role of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit plays a crucial role in Luke, more explicitly so than in the other Gospels. From the outset, Luke mentions the Holy Spirit's involvement in Jesus' life and mission. The Spirit's activity is highlighted starting with the Annunciation to Zechariah and Mary, where the births of John the Baptist and Jesus are proclaimed to be influenced by the Holy Spirit. During Jesus' baptism, Luke specifically notes that the Holy Spirit descended upon him in a bodily form, like a dove, signifying his anointing as the Messiah. This event marks the beginning of his public ministry and underlines the Holy Spirit's empowering presence.
Number 6.
Discipleship. In Luke's Gospel, the theme of discipleship is explored in depth, emphasizing both its demands and its rewards. Luke presents a clear and challenging portrayal of what it means to follow Jesus, emphasizing total commitment and the readiness to prioritize the kingdom of God above all else. For example, Luke records the parable of the great banquet, where the invited guests make excuses not to attend, symbolizing those who are called to follow Jesus, but are distracted by worldly concerns. This parable is followed by a teaching that stresses the cost of discipleship, including carrying one's cross and forsaking all personal possessions if necessary. Jesus articulates that discipleship requires a deep commitment that might even demand difficult choices, like prioritizing one's loyalty to Christ above familial ties. Another distinctive aspect in Luke is the sending of the 72 disciples, which expands the mission beyond the 12 apostles and illustrates the inclusivity and communal aspect of Jesus's mission. This passage emphasizes the urgency of the proclamation of the kingdom and prepares the disciples for both acceptance and rejection.
Number 7.
Unique prayers and hymns. Luke records unique canticles like Mary's Magnificat in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55, and Zechariah's Benedictus in verses 68 to 79, which reveal deep theological insights into Jesus' role in salvation history. He also includes the Nunc Dimittis, Simeon's prayer. These poetic passages enrich the liturgical and devotional quality of Luke's narrative.
Number 8.
Concern for the poor and marginalized. In the book of Luke, Jesus pronounces blessings specifically on the poor and woes to the rich, emphasizing his concern for social justice.
Number 9.
Jesus' forgiveness of sins. Luke includes stories emphasizing Jesus' authority to forgive sins, such as the forgiveness of the sinful woman in Luke chapter 7 and the paralytic in Luke chapter 5, highlighting his divine authority.
Number 10.
Joy and praise. Luke's gospel is permeated with themes of joy and praise, which are responses to the work of God through Jesus. From the outset, the narrative is filled with joyful pronouncements and acts of praise. The births of John the Baptist and Jesus are met with joy and songs of praise. The angel's announcement of Jesus' birth to the shepherds is a joyful proclamation that brings great joy to all people. The shepherds themselves respond with praise and glorification of God after they visit the infant Jesus. Throughout Luke, the responses to Jesus' teachings and miracles often include expressions of joy and praise. For example, after Jesus heals a woman who had been crippled for 18 years, she glorifies God, and the entire crowd rejoices at the wonderful things Jesus is doing. Each of these revelations in Luke's gospel enriches our understanding of Jesus' divine nature and his human experiences, showing him as both a participant in and shaper of God's salvific plan, deeply connected to both his heavenly Father and the community he came to save. Father, thank you for these revelations in Luke that not only enrich our understanding of Jesus' character and mission, but also underscore Luke's thematic focus on joy, salvation, and inclusivity. Thank you for deepening our understanding of Jesus as the compassionate Savior whose ministry transcends social, economic, and gender barriers, inviting all into the kingdom of God. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.